Good morning, then, and welcome to DebConf in Cambridge. Wait, beautiful British weather. So I'm going to talk about Debian Contributors, which is a new hat I'm introducing in Debian, because standards are good and there's never enough of them. So, the general idea for Debian Contributors come from this. You know about the diversity statement? Who's heard about the Debian diversity statement? Good. I'm pleased. So we say that we encourage participation by everyone, essentially. And we do. There's plenty of kinds of people in Debian, but we only officially recognize Debian developers, and we sort of recognize Debian maintainers. Then what about the rest? Therefore, Debian contributors, which is going to be the hat for whoever contributes to Debian. The idea of Debian contributors is that there's no process, there's no new contributor process, anything of the kind. You just, when you contribute to Debian, you are a Debian contributor automatically, and you get privileges, which is having your name on a list. That's it. There are so many people that contribute to Debian now that they don't even have their name on a list anywhere. My ritual example is, who among you knows who is the leader of the Vietnamese translation effort? One. I have no idea. I didn't raise my hand. Yes. And that's wrong, that we don't know them. And I wouldn't even know how to find out, unless asking Steve. That means I believe we have an issue there that we should solve. And people contributing to Debian should at least be thanked for it, get some reputation for it. So that's what I'm trying to solve. There's other features, other powers you acquire, which is you can choose not to have your name on a list. There are some people, I know at least one person for which contributing to Debian would leave a bad record in his line of work, which is weird. I don't know what he does, but I know that he has this issue, and I respect that. I do not want to create a system that turns people away from Debian because they don't want to be credited for their work in Debian. You can see a summary of all your contributions. You get acknowledged for your work, you get thanked for your work, and you get reputation for your work. So even if you're not a Debian developer, you can still show a recruiter, look, I've been contributing to Debian Wiki in the last 5 years. And, you know, better than nothing. At least that's something we can give back to people who contribute. So that we can't do this is unacceptable. So let's fix it. So the big problem in Debian is gathering data. It's a big issue indeed, so I am not taking care of it at all. Each team takes care of its own data mining, I only take care of creating the list where data are posted to and names show up. Debian is too diverse. I'm not even thinking of doing comprehensive data mining across Debian. It's there may even be some bits of Debian that have no idea who contributes to them. So if they don't know, why should I? But at least I want to create a platform through which teams can have an incentive and a way to set up something that actually credits contributors. I want our full range of diverse contribution to become visible. I want to change Debian's perception of itself. Currently, we think that Debian's about packages. Probably not, but that's the only really visible activity we have. Well, the Debian website and DebConf are added to that because they are also visible. Press, because they send Debian weekly news, project news, and so on. We don't have the big picture of what Debian is. We still think we are about 1,000 people. I believe we are the Debian contributors go up by some orders of magnitude, at least one order of magnitude, I expect. People who are active in the BTS are not credited. People who fix porting problems are not credited. Oddly enough, because we are called Debian developers, we believe Debian is about software development, but most of the visible activity is software packaging. And if you people who develop software in Debian, like web services, are not credited. translation, press, conference, organization, lots of non-technical but essential work. We have accounting. We have Debian people who manage money in Debian. They're not credited. That is the chance to make that visible. Since the list is populated automatically with contributions, when you stop contributing, you are not listed as a current contributor anymore, but the list is organized so that it's contributors until 2013, contributors until 2012. So names are arranged based on the last contributor, and the list automatically cleans itself. It sorts itself with current contributors and past contributors. People still get credited after contributing forever, unless they choose not to. The picture of who's currently contributing is always up to date. Debian developers are not automatically Debian contributors, which I think is important. This is defined by what you do, not by who you are, and that's another thing I care very much about. Then it's about designing the list. There's a few design choices I've taken. The most important of which is, I don't want to make it perfect. I want to make it good enough. You take 90% of the time making something works, and then the other 90% of the time is in making it work well. Not interested in the last half. Because we make a good effort to thank people, but we don't need to go out of our way to do so. I can say thanks, Steve, for organizing Mini DebConf in Cambridge in 2013. But I don't need to say, thank you, Steve, for picking up the phone call on that day and being there at 8:15 in the morning on Saturday to turn on the thing, and then thanks for opening the door for me when I was passing. There's no need of that. No need to get out of our way. If somebody's done enough, they end up on the list. tracking detailed file uploads or lines translated, whatever, that's something that can happen in the team, in the relevant team. If a person isn't credited and can get credited by contributing some more, that is fine. That means if we go and mine the BTS for contributions, they're spam. If we can say that I only consider a contributor somebody who's been active in the BTS for more than 2 months, that's fine. It means somebody sends a patch and won't show up in the list. But if they send another patch after a while, they will be. So, and that makes us, simplifies the job of mining the BTS. Yay, great. We do have a problem if a person has done lots of contributions already and doesn't show up. Then we may think about what we can do in that part of Debian to make work creditable. And we do not need to be perfect. Mining scripts can run on a weekly cron job, even on a monthly cron job. I don't care. Time granularity in the list is down to a month. So we don't care about time zones. Yeah. So yeah, month time granularity. There can be a week or two delay on showing up on the list. We don't track gaps in contributions. So if you've been active in between 95 and 2000 and then been away from Debian for 5 years and then came back in 2005 and are active until now, then you are active since 1995. I don't care. Still, it means you've been around doing some of that in somewhere in that period. I believe it's enough. Tracking gaps is hard, so I won't do it. Yeah, it's okay if it takes a while to show up on the list. Right. Happy. Okay, so for teams to send data, which we're going to see in more detail in a moment, submitting data must be as simple as it can be. If a team can track history, for example, FTP master has logs of uploads, then they can at any time generate the full contribution history of somebody, and that's good. If a team only knows who's a member today, that's also good. So if the event organization team cannot automatically track single contributions because you don't swipe a badge when you show up at a Debian at a computing conference with a box of t-shirts, but they just keep a text file somewhere with the list of who's showing up to conferences with boxes, that's fine as well. You can either submit proper history, or you can submit, like, these people are active today, and the website will remember when it has first seen contributions from those people. And then, privacy. Which is a bit essential, but a bit annoying, but essential. So we try and do that properly. Ideally, it should be opt-in. A scenario I'd like to avoid is somebody is playing a video game at work because they're waiting for some software to compile, and the video game crashes, and there's a pop-up saying, would you like to report the bug? And you say, okay, yes, I want to help Debian. And then it shows up that I contribute to Debian game testing using my work account, my work email address. That is surprising behavior. And that's more likely to turn, I mean, I don't want to create a system that scares people into possibly contributing to Debian, that everything you will do will be listed forever, set in stone and provided to future employers. Which many people would like to have, but maybe not all of them. So ideally, you should opt to be in that list. Then I need to take some shortcuts because I'm not sending 10,000 emails saying, I created this website, can you click on this link please to show up on it? That would also be quite annoying. So for the moment, I assume that activity tracked as with your Debian email address, you mean at debian.org email address, with a Debian account name, or with an Alliot users at alliot.debian.org email address or account name, I can consider it okay and show it. For the rest, I will implement a way to claim email addresses and add yourself to the list. Email addresses are not published by default. There's the issue of spam. So maybe claiming an email, if somebody's only identity is an email address, maybe they can provide the full name somewhat to be shown instead of the email. And then everything should be credited. I must be able to manage maybe two online identities, my work identity and my free time identity, and do all my Debian game testing with my free time identity instead of my work identity. And I should be able to say, do not show Debian game contributions with my, I do not want to be credited with Debian game contributions using my work identity. And I don't want to be contributed with ARM porting contribution using my free time identity. Maybe I don't care, but an effort like this should give that level of choice. Which also means we address a long-standing problem nobody knew we had, which is managing your doing identity management in Debian. It's not that easy. Say, for example, if you are DAM, it's not that easy to explain to people what bits of their online identity are shown in what bits on Debian and what they can control. You can make all your packaging contributions under any name and email you choose, as long as somebody uploads it for you, and that's managed through the GPG key, but the upload is not necessarily, the person that uploads is not necessarily credited with the as the person that did the work on a package. And it's interesting. Having a clear idea of this means one can really manage the way they show, but again, it's not clear what report bug uses as email address when sending a bug, unless you configure it explicitly. So this may begin a bit of addressing the way Debian contributors present them to the world. And it's not much clear to many that you only need your real identity for very few things in Debian, which is good, in my opinion, that we only require papers on as little as possible. However, there's privacy, okay. But DAM would still like to see everything, because power is good. But because if somebody applies to be a non-maintaining, and on uploading DD, I would like to have a look at what they've done so I can say, well, yes, of course, you've been doing stuff around Debian for 5 years, you should get an account. Even though maybe they don't want to show the world about it, I already know lots of private stuff about people that I'm not disclosing, so I will keep not disclosing things, but I would find it convenient to be able to see as much as I can about what happens in Debian when I need it. So, okay. Not here, but I cannot see the mouse there. So, this is contributors.debian.org. We have a list. Contributors until 2013, and there you go. What? Okay. So I'll show this and then I'll get into the data sources. So let's take a random person. And we can see that he's been a package maintainer until 2013, editor of the wiki until 2013. He committed to git debian.org until 2013, until October. Uploaded packages until November. Committed to Subversion. Committed to the website until 2012. So we can see for a person all sorts of details. The date things started is not so correct, but that's all right. I'll hide it in the interface. But the mining here happened. It was prototype mining, except the wiki. The wiki is the first proper official data source we have. Thank you, Steve. But then the wiki doesn't track. The data is missing before some year. And honestly, I'm not interested in tracking when somebody started contributing. So, yeah. Microphone? Who had? Yeah, but shouting. Yeah, then.
You could say since records began in that box,
right?
And then you wouldn't have to put any false data, and it would sound really cool.
Yes. I'm editing the to-do list. Okay. Yeah, very good idea. I'll do that. So, in order to add data to this, you... okay, there's a data sources link. Is it still readable? Not much. Um, where you can see all the data sources that have been configured, a description, a link, and the health information. So the last time the wiki submitted data was 18 minutes ago, and the latest contribution it reported was from 9 hours ago. So this shows as an index to what is sending data and as a health information about data sources. So if this says last submission is none, you know you can send an email to Enrico and say, what the hell's wrong with it? Enrico will reply, it's a test I've did. Please talk the Alliot maintainers into setting up a proper data source. Or if the wiki stops, we know we can email Steve. Okay. Let's create a new data source. Any DD can do that. Any DD can click on create a new data source and set up one. So you can say, I'll set a data source for mailing list posts should probably not be considered contributions. At least I wouldn't say that somebody contributes to Debian only because they send email to lists. Some people that send email to lists most definitely do not contribute to Debian. Yeah? What? Announcement list, yes. Some Debian lists definitely count as contributions. My general idea is that if you are, so for general mailing list mining, if you are a contributor in somewhere in Debian, then I can also say you've been posting to lists in this period. Contributing to list in this period, but once you are already on the list, I can use that to enlarge and track. But only posting to Debian Devel, certainly if somebody, yesterday I was working on some data mining, like Debian ARM mailing list, for people who usually reply to posts. And that could be some way to track contributions. Okay, so let's say ARM porters. Description. Debian ARM porters team. URL. Wiki debian.org/ARM. I don't know if it exists, but. Authentication token. It's a secret password used to send data to the site. And implementation notes. This is not really sending data. It is an a source created as a demo during a talk in Cambridge. Okay. Right. We have a new data source. Yes, it's probably alphabetic. It was clever to choose a name for this company starting with A. If I start an hardware company, I'll call it ARM. Okay, and then edit. We get a curl command line that can be used to post the data. So data is posted via HTTP post with the file upload. And the HTTP post, HTTPS, so data doesn't run in the clear. And there's an authentication token to prevent anyone to send rubbish to it. The data itself is in JSON format, and it's a very simple it has a very simple structure. Then for each data source, I have different contribution types. So the ARM porters could do testing, could do supporting mailing lists, could do several things. These are tracked, so I can say list support. Two descriptions. One is on top, goes on top of the page where it lists these people, so I can say and this description goes next to a person, so mailing list supporter is not correct. Customer desk. This person is a helper in mailing list. Go. So a data source has several contribution types, which allows a person to say, I want to show as a Debian ARM contributor, but not as a list supporter. Or we can see the list of ARM contributors, but only mailing list supporters. So it's used to categorize, in a way, all the contributions that are sent. And that's about all the configuration there is. There will be a new field, optional, which will be time of first tracked contribution, so that when it shows data, it can say before the first recorded contribution. Thank you, Ian. That's it. You can see contributions broken down by source, by contribution type inside the source. Yeah, these are only the wiki contributions. Things can be sorted by the lists on the site are sortable. I'm not sorting by date because it's broken and it would show, but I'll fix it. That's it. The submission format is this. No. So a record, where's the cursor? Yes. I'm not exactly understanding what it's trying to. Oh, it's the stupid terminal. Anyway, I wanted to use the. Oh, it's less. Okay. Thank you. So it's a list. There's a square bracket at the top. It's a list of contributions for one data source, and this is a contribution. It has one or more identifiers, but generally one identifier. And it's a login kind of identifier. It has an ID, so the login for Maurer, optional description with a full name, which has been implemented after I told Steve how to report stuff. So and then a list of contributions done by this identifier. So in this case, commit is the contribution type. So this person has been a committer to the WW team from 2009 to 2012. There could be more contributions, if there are more contribution types. And there could be a URL field. If the team has some way of tracking specific contributions, one can link there. And that's it. So identifier, list of contributions. The URL is optional, so we don't see it here. Begin and end are also optional. If begin is missing, I use the last known begin date. So if you have a team that only tracks who's a contributor today, you don't fill up begin. And I will remember when I first seen a person and keep that valid. If later on you start tracking when exactly things began, then you send me a begin and I will use that. End can be missing. In that case, it means today. So you can just send something like this. It will work. And it will do that, should do the right thing. Okay, that's posted, optional compression, if you have little bandwidth. Post it to the site. Let's post it and see what happens. So the local site is running. No, yes, yes, it is. No, this one. Okay. Okay, I'll post it. And it gives me a reply in JSON with all sorts of statistics on what happened. In this case, what happened is forbidden. The authentication token is not correct. Let's get the... localhost, data sources, no. Right. Base URL, it doesn't help that the command line goes elsewhere. Okay. So if everything works, I get 200, so many have been imported, updated, and so on. So that one can get feedback from the server about what happened. And there's a detailed error list if some things were not, like if there were some identifiers with an unknown type, it would say everything is validated and commented on. So I'm currently creating a Python library that makes it easy to mine and post data, which hopefully we can get installed in Debian org machines and on Alliot, so that teams can use that conveniently to make it convenient, to make it easy to actually send stuff. But the wiki is mined with a Perl script. JSON is produced the simple way by just putting curly braces in strings and putting strings together. And that works too. So yeah, I think that's about it. And it could be question time. Ian, then Steve.
So you've got the spec for this written down somewhere. Where can I read it?
I have it written down somewhere. I don't remember where. in my to-do list was, so my plan was come here, have some talk somebody into set up some data source, see that it actually works, and then document it. So first you get to do it, then you document it. First stage done, second stage coming up.
So what level of granularity are you thinking of for people adding data sources? Are you looking like for every packaging team? Are you looking for, you know, I mean, how many data sources do you envisage dealing with?
Whatever makes sense, I have no idea. If a team feels like there's no data source for them and their members should be credited somewhat, they set up a source. I would imagine things can overlap. You can say general uploads, but you can have the GNOME team listing GNOME uploads. If it makes sense for a team, go ahead and do it. It's my idea.
I have another slightly more detailed question. I saw in your example you've got the ID being submitted by the data source. Who's resolving all of these identifiers? If I'm a data source, can I use whatever identifier I have, and it's your job to sort that out?
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Good.
Identifier can be, good question, I forgot to say it. Identifier can be email, login, wiki name, whatever. The third milestone in the site is identity management. So claim I'm this person, I authenticate somewhat, and I claim that identity is mine. You can say that email is me, I'll send you a challenge, you click a link, it's associated. This could help Mia no end, possibly. Wasn't in the primary things, but once you do identity, it's probably the first entity doing proper identity management in Debian, which could be an enabler for all sorts of other things in the future, who knows. 10 minutes. More questions? Okay. Request timeout.
We'll start the next talk.